Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NUR FM. Greg Richard, joined once again by Judy Sharp. Good afternoon, Judy.
Oh, hi, Greg. I've missed the place.
It has. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah.
But we're back in action.
Yep. Ready for them to ring.
Ready to go. What have you got lined up for us today, Judy?
Oh, lots of different things because now we're building up to Chrissy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to start doing some Chrissy jobs.
Right.
So do you want me to start now?
We'll wait.
Okay, we'll wait. We don't want to frighten the callers away.
No, not at all.
No.
What sort of Chrissy jobs?
Well, you know. You know, if you've got the red and white pansies planted, you've got them at home, I know. then you've got to keep giving them the flourish every week. Because, okay, I'll put this one to you. How many weeks to Christmas, Greg?
That's less than six.
I think it would be less than six, wouldn't it? It might be four.
It might be four. Might be.
Well, we're nearly. Well, we're nearly
24th today. We'll say it's four. Yeah, it would have to be.
Four. Yeah. So I'm going to really give them some hard work to do before Christmas.
We've got to do a bit of work before Christmas.
Oh, of course. Yeah. We can't just rest on our laurels, there, Greg. Okay. Well, everyone will have planted out pots to grow red petunias in for Christmas.
Yep.
And so what you'll need to do is now keep that flourish up to them every week to get them to flower in time because. It's only, 4 weeks we worked out?
Yeah, 4 weeks.
4 weeks to Christmas, yeah.
Well, it's nearly Christmas Eve. Oh, well, 4 weeks from today. Exactly.
It probably is, too.
Today's the 24th.
But you know the secret. This flourish needs to be done every week, weekly.
Yep.
Not just one-off. Got to do it weekly now if you want blooms for Christmas. Okay, and what else will we do? I think, Greg, what we should be doing also is feeding Cymbidium orchids.
Okay.
Cymbidium orchids are...
What are Cymbidium orchids?
Cymbidium orchids are the long stem ones with the lovely long green leaves.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and they start to flower probably, you know, about April, May, so it's time to start feeding them now regularly.
Okie dokes. So get on those two jobs.
Yeah, quick smart, sticks. Yeah.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. If you've got a question for Judy Sharp, you can give us a call, 49216 216. And we've got Tom from Aberglasslyn, and he wants to know if it's all right to use a pot plant that's had a plant that's died in it.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good afternoon, Judy.
Oh, Tom, you've had to ring back, haven't you? Thank you for ringing us back.
Yes, that's okay. My question is, I have a brown thumb for pot plants. Now, on Gardening Australia the other night, they said that you shouldn't reuse the pots. You should send them back. And they can be recycled in new pots. They go through a disinfectant procedure and the new pots are produced. But if I put them in a disinfectant bucket, have you heard that before, that you shouldn't like put new potting mix in and plant new things? But have you heard that before?
Tom, now are you talking about the black plastic pots?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Look, I have heard that before, and they can be recycled, but I have no doubt that you can use them at home.
Would you put them in a bucket of disinfectant?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Look, probably not disinfectant, you know, or if you do that, wash it out carefully after that. You can always use them again. That's not a problem at all. We reuse them in the nursery after we sterilise them, but no, not a problem at all.
So when you say sterilise, what do you do?
Look, probably with some salt.
With some salt?
Yes, with some salt.
Salt water solution sort of thing?
Yeah. You know, make sure you rinse that out carefully. But no, look, you'll have no problem reusing them, particularly, but you've got to use good new potting mix, you realise.
Well, I wouldn't use the old stuff again.
No. The new potting mix in after you washed it out, that won't be a problem at all, Tom.
Oh, right, because I've never heard of that before, but I thought maybe that's the reason I've got a brown thumb. Everything dies in the pot.
No, but you are buying new potting mix, aren't you?
Because it loses its strength after a while,
It does, no, fair enough. But, I think you probably... why don't you ring up and let me know what kind of thing you're planting in there, in those pots, if they die?
We'd have to take up the whole hour.
Oh, good on you. Okay, Tom, sounds like you enjoy your garden.
The only thing I can grow is mother-in-law's tongue.
Oh, well, we won't talk about that, but they are pretty easy to grow.
Well, I must be blessed with that. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, Tom. Good luck. Bye.
Thanks, Tom. We've got Deborah from Newcastle, and she has pollen beetles and caterpillars on the roses.
Oh, hello, Deborah. I've got the same problem.
Oh, yes, it's a worry. I don't know what to do. I thought when I read up, they said not to sort of kill them or spray them with insecticide because of the pollen and affecting the bees.
Right, okay. So, but you've also got caterpillars, you said.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, that's budworm, which I've got. They're laid as the bud is forming.
Yeah.
And then as your rose comes out, it just eats all the petals, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So you really need to use Carbaryl on them.
Can you spell it for me?
Yes, certainly. C-A-R-B.
Yes.
A-Y-A-L. Yes.
Okay. And so the caterpillars are budworm and they're separate, aren't they?
They are. So the pollen beetles look probably... As you said, it might affect the bees, so perhaps don't use the Carbaryl on that. Just get a pyrethrum spray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pyrethrum.
Yeah, and that might solve the problem for you, dear, but I've never had a budworm like I had this year. They've been absolutely dreadful.
I'm pleased to hear that because these roses have been beautiful. My brother planted them and he died last year and I always... try to keep them going. So when I see them decimated, it's not very nice.
No, it's not. I mean, the flower comes out, but it's just awful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of shriveled.
Yeah, it does, yeah. No, yeah. That'll solve the problem for you, dear.
So I just spray it with pyrethrum and not the Carbaryl.
No. Use the Carbaryl on the caterpillars, on the roses.
Mm.
But
the pollen beetles.
Oh, there too. Right, okay. Yeah, well... Pyrethrum won't do the job, so it's a decision you'll have to make, unfortunately.
All right. So now it is the bugworm, you think, that's doing the most damage, do you think?
The budworm will be doing the most damage, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All good right. Luck, Deborah. I've been out and sprayed mine with pyrethrum at the weekend, but, you know, I'm very exasperated by it. It's dreadful.
Oh, okay, that makes two of us.
Okay. Good
thank
luck
you
with
your
that.
Help.
You're welcome,
all right.
Deborah.
Thank
welcome.
You. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've got Michael from Tenambit, and his geraniums have got yellow leaves and some spots on them.
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks, Judy, yes.
But the geraniums aren't by the sound of it.
Well, look, I've walked past them all the time and the leaves are yellow and I've looked underneath the leaves and they've got these spots under there and I don't know what they are. I can't see any sign of life, but they're the size of pinhead or something.
Right,
and,
okay.
I don't know what to do with them.
Michael, I think you've got a fungal disease on there.
Fungal disease?
Yeah, the spots in the yellow. Right. Have you got any mancozeb or anything like that, a fungicide?
No, I'm not a gardener, mate. I just let the good Lord take care of most of the stuff there. And
right.
If they die, they, yeah.
Well, all you can do, dear, is keep taking the yellow leaves off.
Yeah, well, I've been doing that, but, you know, they're ahead of me, so...
And, Michael, you know, we have had fairly hot weather without a lot of rain, and the geraniums don't, you know, everyone imagines they're going to look like they do over in Europe, but they don't here in Australia. They tend to suffer a little bit from the weather.
Right. Okay. So there's nothing I can do about it. Just keep pulling the leaves off.
Yeah, you can keep pulling the leaves off, but if you want to, you could spray with a fungicide.
Fungicide?
Yeah, a fungicide.
Okay, well, now the shop I go. All right.
Good on you. Thanks, Michael. Good luck with it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, earlier with Tom wanting to clean out his pots, Stuart from Rutherford just told us and said he washes his pots out with vinegar.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Mm.
But again, you know, it has to be washed out.
You've got to wash the vinegar out as well.
You've got to wash the vinegar out, yeah.
So you're doing a double wash.
Yeah, a double wash. But, you know, honestly, I've never found a problem reusing the pots.
I don't, yeah, well,
No, if you're throwing the mix out and, you know, as long as it didn't have fungus in it or anything like that.
Or any little, those white bugs.
Yeah. Little white bugs. Nice. I like that. Mealy bug.
Yeah, mealy bug. What, no, what's the other one? They're big ones.
And oh, cockchafers.
Yeah.
Well, they're not little bugs. They're big grubs.
Yeah. As long as they're not in there as well. But we've got Jack now from Lower Belford, and he's got a veggie garden. He isn't going quite to plan.
Oh, hello, Jack. Is it the season?
Hello, Judy. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well. And yourself?
Oh, my garden's not doing well, so I'm not doing well. So it's a new garden, new veggie gardens, which I got organic soil from down the road and put it in. I mixed in all the cow manure and everything else, left it for a while, planted everything, and it's not really working. The lettuce, the silver beet are all stunted, yellow sort of looking. The strawberries aren't really performing well, and even the tomatoes are not too good.
Oh, Jack, that's sad. Tomatoes grow easy.
I used the potash that you said the other day, so I tried some of that.
Yeah.
A little bit of green growth, but it's still, I'm a bit worried. What else can I do?
Jack, now are you watering regularly? Because, you know, we have been pretty dry.
Yes, we do it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night.
Right, okay, that's good.
It's in the sun there, so it's plenty of water. It's just something in that soil. I did do a pH test. One lot was sort of neutral and the other was high in pH. That's
right, okay. Yeah, so tell me about that mix again. Was it a was it in bags or?
No, it was a bulk mix.
Oh, bulk mix,
in,
right.
The local landscape is organic mix.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so.
And you've added the cow manure and you've done all the right things as well. But now that you've used the potash, you think that they might be greening up a bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's been 2 weeks now since you mentioned that. So.
Yeah, but you can use it more regularly, you know.
All right.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to do it again now.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
all right.
And, you know, you're watering right. You've done everything right. You put the cow manure in. So, and that's what the veggies at this time of year really like.
Okay, can I put more in now, do you think?
Yes, but don't put it all over the top of them, will you?
No.
Just sprinkle it around lightly and water it in. Yeah, that won't hurt at all.
Okay, all right, I'll give that a try.
Yeah, good luck with that, Jack. You sound like you've done everything right.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with the soil. It's just not good enough. Maybe I have to pull them all out and redo it all again. I don't know.
No. I'd just add the cow now.
Yeah.
Add some more cow and keep it turned over. And your watering's good, so let's float with that for a little while.
Okay, so add some cow. I'll try a bit more potash. We'll see how we go.
Yep, good luck with it, Jack.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We've got Lynn from Wall's End, and she's looked after a particular carnation plant.
Oh, hello, Lynn.
Hi. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I was after some Sims carnation plants. I can't seem to get them anywhere.
Okay. You know where you'll probably get them?
No.
From the Diggers Club in Mornington Peninsula.
All right.
And if you Google the address, I don't know it off the top of my head, but it is in Mornington. It's called the Diggers Club.
The Diggers Club.
Yeah, and they sell a lot of plants like that that are hard to get. They have a great section down there.
Rightio, the Diggers Club, Mornington Peninsula.
Yeah, Mornington Peninsula in Victoria.
Yeah.
And they will mail them up to you. They're very, very helpful. And ring them, ask them could they send you one of their catalogues.
Oh, rightio then. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be good.
I used to get them at, what was the other one? In Victoria, Tesla's or?
Oh, yes, Treloar's.
Yes,
and Tesla's,
like that.
Yeah.
They had a fire a few years ago and she said they lost a fair few of them, you know, and didn't have them anymore.
Oh, right, well,
and
that did happen.
And that's why I've been after them I just couldn't get it.
No, well, I'm sure, I hope that you can get them down there at Mornington because they have a very good range. But when you do ring, as I said, ask them to send you a catalogue.
Yeah, so it's Diggers, is it?
The Diggers Club.
Diggers Club.
The Diggers Club. I don't know why it's named that, but it's I've taken bus tours down there. It's in a lovely situation, a beautiful old home,
oh,
a stone
right.
home, and they've got a cafe, and it's a very popular place to visit.
Right here then. Thank you very much
okay,
for that.
Okay, let me know how you go, but I'm pretty sure if you get them anywhere, that will be the place.
Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, you're welcome, Lynn. Bye.
Well, we've got Phyllis now from Belmont, and her magnolia bush doesn't seem to be flowering at the moment.
Oh, magnolia, which one is it, Phyllis? Sorry, I'm just thinking along that because I've got two out at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it a big leaf one?
No, a small leaf.
Is it as deciduous?
No.
Right, okay, small leaves. Mm. Okay, it sounds like...
The bush itself is quite large and very healthy,
yep.
but it's never flowered. It forms little buds, and then nothing happens. They just fall off.
Okay. Could it be magnolia little gem?
It could be.
Okay, and the leaves tend to be... a little bit brown and green?
All green.
All green, okay.
Yeah, quite vibrant green.
Right. Are they big leaves or little leaves? Sorry, I've got to get through all that because there's a few varieties.
I would have thought small leaves.
Small leaves, okay, rightio. Well, you probably have. The flowers are only babies, aren't they? They're not big flowers, not white ones.
No, you can see it's never flowered. It forms a little bud, and they appear to be like a pinky, mauvey colour.
Uh-huh. Yes, I know
and
the
then,
one.
Then nothing happens.
No. I have one in my garden, actually, and I don't find they're very rewarding.
No.
But they are. They've grown because of their perfume on the flowers.
Yes.
Yeah, so you won't get anything wonderful to pick, but, you know, you might get a nice smelly garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, give them some sulphate of potash. If
done that, yes.
You've done that, okay. Well, that's the answer to God's prayer, I tell you.
Okay.
To Judy's prayer. But, look, maybe it's the situation it's planted in. Is it in the sun?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Right, and you water regularly. It's not getting the salt at Belmont, is it?
No. And it gets watered quite regularly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think that I know the one you're talking about, but I never find it's very rewarding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rightio.
You might need to chase around and get a magnolia little gem. It has big white flowers.
Okay. Rightio. Well, take that on board then.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Phyllis. Bye.
Bye.
Well, we've got Regina now from Shortland, and, well, she's trying to stop weeds.
Oh, hello. Well, what you probably need, Regina, is someone like Greg to come around and weed.
I just moved into a new place, Judy, and I've pulled all the weeds out for the last 3 weeks, and I'd like to know what can I put on the ground to stop the weeds from growing before I plant some... I wanted to plant some lemon and mandarin and avocado trees. It's along the fence.
Right, okay. Now, so you've actually weeded and got all the weeds out?
Yes.
Right, okay. Look, there's nothing to spray. You know, I mean, you can't spray when you've taken all the weeds out.
No.
Look, I'm inclined to think get your plants and plant them and then just, you know, keep your eye out for the weeds.
I can't put any mat or something to stop them from coming back out or not? There's nothing you can suggest, you know, like not plastic, but is there any other?
Oh, look, not if you're going to grow trees, I wouldn't do that. They need plenty of space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, honestly, I think you'll be fine. It's different if you're going to plant little flowers and then you'll be fighting all the time with the weeds.
No.
But, you know, trees will probably fight the weeds off.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I don't want any more weeds out there. They were so bushy and apparently there were some snakes around.
Oh,
there.
Were they?
Okay.
Oh, oh, well, you're at Shortland. Yes, you're on the, probably got bush around you.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay, well.
That's why I pull all the weeds out.
That was a good idea. Trust me, that was a good idea. But the snakes are probably out and about now, so they do come out of... sleeping period at the end of winter, So I'm always careful in my garden then because, you know, sometimes you see their skin, where they take their skin off after winter. So if you've seen them and they're gone, good luck with it.
Yeah. There's also another question I would like to ask. There's a clumps of agapanthus in there. I like to pull them out. Is that all right?
Well, of course, yeah. But if you're going to plant trees, why don't you put the agapanthus in the front of the bed just to make it a bit more attractive?
It's just so bushy. Whoever lived here before just didn't have time for gardening by the looks of it.
And also, too, the snakes might like the agapanthus.
Do they?
No, I'm only kidding you, dear. I'm only kidding, Rashida.
I don't like them.
Well, you've got to laugh when you're gardening, you know, because it is hard work.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing how bushy it was. But anyway, thank you. So nothing, I just plant the trees and that's it?
I think so, and keep your eye out for the snakes. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Judy.
Bye.
And we've got Sid from Wanjee, and he's got an update for one of his trees that's just flowering.
Hello, Sid from Wanjee. So we've talked about the poinciana before, I think.
Yeah, we have. And I noticed your apprentice didn't say what tree it was.
Oh, I like to keep everyone in suspense.
Anyway, yes, Jude, just an update. It is actually flowering, so it's definitely a poinciana.
Oh, and, so good, Sid, so good. I mean, they don't really like it down here, as we talked about. Yeah.
Well, it's not what you'd call spectacular.
Right.
But we had great excitement a few days ago when we realised it was actually a few flowers in the top of it, not birds. It's got quite a few more now. And
That's wonderful. Good, so, Sid, what do you attribute that to? Were you using the sulphate of potash?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's
right, okay.
Magic stuff. I know you swear by it.
It's well, you know, I mean... It's such a simple thing to do, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah.
But it's just a bit difficult to get it down into the ground where this tree is. So, but we've had a bit of success and hopefully we'll put a bit more in and maybe get a better crop next year too.
Oh, Sid, thank you very much for the call. It's always nice to know we've given out good advice, particularly when Greg gives out advice too.
that's what I thought. Like, he must be just about ready for his degree now, isn't he?
A couple more years off, I think.
No, he's very good now. No, he's really gained a lot of knowledge, I'm sure, on this program.
I'm sure he has.
It's probably there, but it doesn't sink in. It's probably there somewhere and it just comes out when I need to know it.
All right, Greg, it took me a long time for it to sink in too.
Sid, you have a lovely Christmas and enjoy your poinciana.
Okay, thanks very much, Jude. We will. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Cheers. Thank you, Sid. And Judy Sharp, as you just mentioned Christmas, is there still any more jobs we need to be looking at? Or?
Yes, there are. Well, at the moment, I notice near my home, there's a beautiful Christmas bush out in... Oh, I've lost my tongue then. Christmas bush out in flower, and it's a blaze of colour. Now, I just want to tell the listeners today, if they want to achieve a true red, always buy one in flower. Otherwise, you don't know if they're going to really be red.
Oh, rightio.
Yeah, because if they're grafted, then they will flower properly.
Yep.
So if you buy one in flower at this time of year, it's the only way to buy one.
And you don't want the nasty surprise of not a red flower.
Oh, no, not pale pink. Who would want pale pink?
Oh, it's still a surprise, though.
Oh, it is a surprise, but not the surprise like Sid's had.
No. Very happy surprise.
Yeah, it was a very happy surprise. And hydrangeas are in flower now. And if listeners are out there buying, white is the only colour, Greg, that doesn't change.
You think that would, though? Being white, you think that they would change colour?
No, they don't. But every other one does. Pink, reds, blues, they change colour. What do you think? Why?
I would say the soil or something?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Good on you. See that? That last caller, he knew what he was talking about, that you're getting your degree.
It's there.
I just
don't know what's there.
No. But it's strange, isn't it, that the white doesn't change colour?
Mm.
Yeah, so I planted a white one in my back garden, my rear garden, and it's just covered in white flowers at the moment.
Alrighty-o.
Yeah, but a lot of people get stressed about hydrangeas changing colour. They'll buy a red one, plant it in their garden, and the pH mightn't be the same as what it's been grown with.
Oh, okay.
And then it can change to purple.
Well, there you go. That's
yeah.
Not a bad colour, purple.
No, not a bad colour at all, no.
Righto, Judy, so we're just about out of time. Is there anything quickly you'd like to mention before next week?
Look, really, I think it's been pretty well covered today by our listeners.
That's right. You were going to talk about roses, but that was all covered as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, the roses about that budworm. Oh, I was so annoyed with mine. But look, you know, I'd be flogging a dead horse here, but if you're growing mangoes and passion fruit,
mm-hmm.
what do you got to do to them now?
Water them?
Sulfate of potash.
Close. Well, it is mango season as well, one of the great seasons.
Yeah, it is.
Mango
yeah.
seasons.
Yeah, they're looking good now, but I think they're coming down from Queensland.
Ah, okay.
Yep. Yep.
Well, Judy Sharp, thank you very much.
And thank you very much, Greg, for your guidance and help.
All right, we'll catch you again next week.
Hopefully.